Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Infinite Field Radio. Infinite Field Radio is brought to you by the publishers of the Infinite Field magazine. Infinite Field Radio offers spiritual and conscious living solutions from spiritual leaders, teachers, and authors. Together, we provide information that you can use and apply into your daily life. Thank you for tuning in today, and be sure to visit our website to learn more about upcoming shows. Like to become a part of Infinite Field Radio by advertising with us, becoming a host, or being a guest on one of our shows, visit InfiniteFieldRadio.com or email us at producer@InfiniteFieldRadio.com. And now, here's your host, Kanya Parker, with Mind, Body, and Soul.
Well, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Yeah, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Well, you can feed my body, but you really gotta feed my head. You know I'm hungry like a dog, like a New York City rat, a school of piranhas, or a Venus flytrap. Takes a lot to satisfy me. I'll eat your whole menu, but don't you dare forget, you got to feed my head too. I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Oh, give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Mind, Body, and Soul Food with Tanya Parker. I am your host, Tanya Parker, also known as the Natural Sister, here to serve up some deliciously delectable morsels for your mind, body, and soul. I'd like to thank Gay Adegbolola, who brought us in with Hungry Woman Blues. So we hope to feed those hunger pangs so that you all will be nice and full by evening's end. Mind, Body, and Spirit Works is my company, and through that venue, I facilitate restoration of balance to mind, body, and spirit through divinely inspired holistic healing and education services. So I provide lots of wonderful services like therapeutic massage and Reiki energy healing, whole wellness consulting, conscious catering, aromatherapy remedies, training workshops, and educating through writing. So with that said, I would like to tell you that tonight we're going to do something a little bit different. Now, my dear friend Lori Black was to be the featured guest. However, her father transitioned to spirit on Friday. So please join me in sending your thoughts, prayers, and light to her and her family out in the Los Angeles area. She will join us next month to talk about her company, Botanica Naturals, and share items we can find around the house to heal our skin naturally. In the meantime, she is one of several amazing healers who have donated amazing gifts for tonight's giveaway. Yes, I said giveaway. Tonight we'll be talking about holiday gems. I love a good acronym. Gems are gifts that are economical and meaningful, straight from the heart. We will also incorporate this with the great holiday holistic gift giveaway. Nothing says economical like free, right? Well, during my psychotherapy practice, I often encountered people who experienced the holiday blues, and I'm sure the listeners out there can attest to that just in your everyday experience. And we all know that the loss of a loved one can bring on these blues, but also the stress of finances during a time when, you know, there's so much focus on the commercial aspect of the season. And many people, unfortunately, go into extreme debt during this time. And then there are others who become upset because they believe that they have nothing to give to others, especially to others who seem to have it all. Well, tonight, I would like to change your mindset about that a little bit. I would like to shine some light on some holiday gems. How can we give in a meaningful way without breaking the bank? Now, I asked myself this question several years ago, and it really has helped to guide me in my giving. And a week or so ago, I actually posed this question to my Facebook friends. And I will share with you our insights, mine as well as some of my Facebook respondents, throughout the show. I also would like to hear from you. So by calling in to share your holiday gems, you will win a great gift. Yes, a great gift. And all you have to do is call in. Just give a suggestion on what's a gift that is economical and meaningful, straight from the heart. Perhaps something that you have given, something that someone has given to you, but share with the rest of our listeners. All right. So with that said, the call-in number is 917-889-7806. And I see we already have several callers. Well, let's start things off before I pick a caller. I want to tell you one of the greatest holiday gems that I have discovered, and that is the gift of experiences. This is absolutely perfect for those loved ones who have everything. You're racking your brain. You're trying to figure out what in the world can I give this person. So this is a time for those of you who fly a lot to cash in those frequent flyer miles and take someone or send them on a weekend to a place that they've never been. Or how about a day trip to the mountain or the beach? You can set up a romantic or relaxing evening with candlelight, music, dinner, and massage or meditation, depending on the person, right? Or you can go to a theater performance at a local high school or college. These are often great bargains because it doesn't cost a lot to see these performers, but you see a lot of wonderful talent. Okay, so actually I have a caller now who would like to share a holiday gem, and from the 443 area code. We have several from the Baltimore area code. So let's call on this person now. Hello?
Hello?
From the 443-622, yes.
Hi, Tanya.
Hi.
Hi, this is Lisa.
Oh, I recognize this voice. Lisa, hey, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Do you have a holiday gem to share with our listeners?
Yes, I do. Well, what I wanted to share is in terms of my holiday gem for something that you can do that doesn't cost any money, what I did was offer my services in terms of doing home repairs for people who just didn't have the skill to do or the know-how to do it themselves. So because I am a homeowner and I have done a lot of repairs around the house, so for the people in my neighborhood, what I did was I replaced a lot of toilets for the holiday as a holiday gift. It didn't cost me anything, just cost me some time, but it saved them a lot of money. It made me feel good, and you know, so that's how I shared my skill or my gift with them for the holiday.
Wow. Now, I certainly believe in services, and just using your talent like that, that's a task that not a lot of people want to do, replacing their toilets, right?
Well, you know what, that is true. You know, when you do have a certain skill that not many people can do, you tend to want to charge. You want to make a little extra money. But during the holidays, you know, for mm-hmm. me anyway, it was just something that I thought I could do, you know, just out of the spirit of my heart, the goodness of out of my heart. And just, you know, just to make their lives a little easier.
All right. Well, I certainly like that holiday gym. And we'll talk about more services as well, Lisa. But thank you for being our first caller to raise your hand, so to speak. And, you know, based on what you said, it sounds like you certainly may benefit from a cranial sacral session. That is a form of body work. And that is being offered by my good friend Nicole Jefferson of Care Essence Therapeutic Massage out of Washington, D.C. And cranial sacral is a very gentle yet effective form of body work. And this session actually for 1 hour is valued at $100. So
oh my
does
gosh.
That sound like something that you would benefit from this holiday season?
Oh, definitely. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I am taking note of your number. And I will get back with you to gather all your information and also connect you with Nicole Sunshine Jefferson. And she's actually providing sunshine this evening with her wonderful donation. All right. Thank you, Lisa, for sharing that holiday gem.
You're certainly welcome. Thank you, Tanya.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. So that was our first winner. And, you know, Sunshine is a very gifted woman, Nicole Jefferson. She's a sister massage therapist. She also works with aromatherapy products, and she makes some wonderful, wonderful products out of shea butter. She's offering up an 8-ounce jar of shea butter as well. So when we call for our next caller, that will be our next gift from Nicole Jefferson, that 8-ounce jar of shea butter, which is a $15 value. Okay. So Lisa was mentioning providing services, and I agree. I have offered services as gifts for years. You know, that doesn't call for really a gift of financial resources on your part. It really calls for a gift of time. And if you have the time, you can certainly offer up some services that you're really good with. Now, for me, I do massage, I do Reiki healing, and so I can give those gift certificates to folks. But if you don't have a particular profession and you have something you're good at, like Lisa with the handiwork that she does, then you can offer that. If you are really good at providing manicures and pedicures, you can come up with a really cute little gift certificate that you make up. You make use of your computer graphics. If you have skills as an intuitive reader, if you are a really good cook and you would like to provide meals for someone, you can do that. If you have skills perhaps in personal training, if you have a friend who would like to spend more time at the gym and needs a little coaching, a little direction, you can offer your gift of time to help them. And if push comes to shove, you have a friend who tends to be a little bit busy and a little bit messy, you can offer up 1 day or a half day of house cleaning. This is a big hint for any of my friends out there. If you ever would like to give me a gift, that's one I would accept with open arms, no question. And, you know, if you don't have these skills yourself or if you don't have the time, you can possibly barter your skills. I'm a true believer in bartering. And so you can purchase these gifts through your own bartering. I know I do trade massage or Reiki healing. I've traded providing meals to receive other services as well from others. Claudia Thorne, who is one of my Facebook friends, a wonderful gifted coach, she suggests invitations to dinner in her home. She believes that a nice home-cooked meal makes a wonderful gift, and I agree wholeheartedly with Claudia. All right. So I'm ready to talk to the next caller, and I see we have several, and I don't know if they're just listening in or if they'd like to share because I don't see the hand raised. So if I call on you and you don't want to talk, it's okay. Just let me know if you have a holiday gem to share and you would like to be eligible for a gift. All right. This is from the 410 area code. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Did you want to share a holiday gem or are you just listening in? Hello? All right. I guess our caller has walked away from the phone. And I will mute that caller. All right. So let's talk about another form of holiday gem. Now, my dear friend and senior minister at my chapel, Tacoma Park Chapel, is full of wonderful ideas. And his name is Reverend Jim Webb. So when I posted my request to Facebook, he got back very quickly with me on one of his favorite ideas for a holiday gem. He loves getting as well as giving old pictures. And at the time that he told me this, he said that Walmart has a set of 10 picture frames for $7. And so whether it's Walmart or a thrift store or another store that you can get this from, or even in your attic, you can find and print old pictures. You can frame them, give them to friends, colleagues, and family members. And Reverend Jim says that these memories warm the heart, and they don't cost much, and they won't collect dust in your re-gift cabinet. All right, so I like that idea. All right, well, we have a hand raised for our caller now in the 443 area code. All right, another 443 caller, you're on the air. Hello, 443-423.
The lady said, sorry, please try again later.
Hello? Hello, are you there? I hear you. Do you hear me?
Yes.
This is Tanya with Mind, Body, and Soul Food. I see your hand is raised. Do you have a holiday gem to share?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you going?
Hi, who's speaking?
This is Ms. Coleman speaking.
Hi. Oh, hi there. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm great, thank you.
Good.
Do you have a holiday gem to share with us, a gift that's economical and meaningful?
I don't know if it's. I can try. I can get a babysit for my neighbors.
Oh, now I think that is very meaningful for a parent or parents who want to have a night out or who need to go somewhere, perhaps even work. And it certainly is economical because babysitting services cost a good amount. So I think that's an absolutely wonderful gift. That's a wonderful gift. Okay. Well, Ms. Coleman, do you use shea butter? Hello? Oh, she's gone. Well, I took note of her number, and I will make sure to call her back to make sure that she gets her shea butter from Nicole Sunshine Jefferson of Care Essence Therapeutic Massage. Okay, great. Callers, the call-in number is 917-889-7806. Please make sure that you raise your hand so I can know that you want to be acknowledged and you would like to be eligible for a gift that has been donated by one of our wonderful holistic healers. Because if you call in and you're just listening in, I don't know if you want, you're muted, and I don't know if you want to get on the air and share a holiday gem so that you can win one of these fabulous prizes during our great holiday holistic gift giveaway. All right. So how about holiday decorations? They're not just for your house. Today we spent a good amount of time decorating our tree, and I have to say it is a beautiful tree. And I have been something of a Grinch the past few years. My tree has consisted of usually a little tiny potted plant that I got from Trader Joe's or somewhere that was very cute. And it could sit on my TV or on a shelf, and that has been my Christmas tree. So this year we went full out. We have a live tree. It smells wonderful, and it is fully decorated. And we actually have a color scheme. So we have red and gold this year, and we have twinkling white lights, which are absolutely beautiful. But I have some decorations left over from past years. And with those decorations, you can actually come up with wonderful gifts for your friends or family. You can recycle ribbon that you've received from gifts. You can also make use of baskets that you've received gifts in or that have been sitting around your house or in your attic or basement. And also one of my favorites is to take the old ball ornaments that you are not using. For instance, with my color scheme of red and gold, I'm not putting any silver on the tree, and I have some silver balls from several years ago that are still in the package, and these can be used as a gift. And also, I collect pine cones because I can do nice crafty items with those. So, for instance, you can, at a small price, perhaps buy a pillar candle. And you can take one of those ribbons and you can wind it around it, maybe attach it with some hot glue, and then you can attach some other decorative items. Perhaps you had a mistletoe that was artificial or some sort of garland that fell apart. Well, just because it fell apart doesn't mean it's still no good. You could take pieces of it and attach it to that pillar candle, and voila, you have a beautiful gift to give to someone. Also, I make a wonderful holiday basket. I have one right now that's lit up. I received a basket as a gift. I can't remember when, but it was many years ago. And so I've made this gift for others where I actually purchase baskets from the thrift store. I pick up pine cones in the season, and you wash them off because you don't want any of the allergens that are coming in with them. And you can use some of those old ball ornaments and some holiday lights, of whether they're colored or they're the white lights, and you fashion them in the basket. Perhaps with cinnamon sticks. I like that because once the heat of the basket touches the cinnamon sticks, you get a nice, wonderful aroma of cinnamon. And so you make sure the cord is sticking out and you plug in the basket and you have a wonderful decorative item. Okay, so we have a caller now with the hand up in the 443 area code. And let's see. Caller? 443, you are now on the air. Hello, this is Tanya with Mind, Body, and Soul Food. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello? Yes. This is Tanya with Mind, Body, and Soul Food. Do you have a holiday gem to share with us?
Yes.
Yes. What is it?
What do I got?
First of all, I should ask, who is this?
This is Tanya.
Oh, Tanya. Another Tanya. Okay. Hi, Tanya.
Hi.
What's your holiday gem to share?
I'm donating my time to the homeless people. We'll go to the homeless shelter to help out.
Okay. That is a wonderful gift to share. And that's something that you can do for many folks, right?
Right.
I think, a lot of people forget at this time of year that it's not just people that we know that we give to, because that spirit of giving is really high at this time of year. So donating your time for people who don't have a home, who perhaps don't have steady meals or depend on missions, it's wonderful that you can do that. And I praise you for it, and I thank you for that.
Thank you.
Now, you are most welcome. Now, I have a question for you, Tanya.
Okay.
I have a question for you. Now, have you ever thought that, I would love to get my wonderful facial done? I need a facial scrub that's all natural with sugar and aloe. Have you thought about that?
The facial, yes, of course.
Okay, because we have donated from Botanica Naturals a tub of sweet mentilla facial scrub with sugar and aloe. It's all natural, and it's a $14.95 value. And I am a true believer. Lori Black, who is the owner of Botanica Naturals, will be a guest next month on our show, and I use her products faithfully. And so I'm a true believer, and I can tell you that it's going to smell divine, and it is going to feel fabulous. Does that work for you, Tanya?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Wonderful. So I'm taking note of your phone number, and I will make sure to get with you so that you can receive your tub of sweet mentilla facial scrub from Botanica Naturals. Thank you so much for calling in, and good luck with your work with the homeless.
Thank you, too. Have a good Christmas.
Thank you. You, too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, so another Tanya on the line, and she just won some wonderful product from Botanica Naturals. Okay, now, you know my show is called Mind, Body, and Soul Food. So we're going to take a break, but when we come back, let's talk food as a holiday gem.
Welcome to Infinite Field Radio, a leader in conscious living programs. Our programs are a powerful voice providing the consciousness, clarity, and common vision necessary to create transformation in the world today. Visit www.infinitefieldradio.com to learn more.
And we're back with Mind, Body, and Soul Food. I'm your host, Tanya Parker, and we are talking about holiday gems, gifts that are economical and meaningful, straight from the heart. We also are having our great holistic holiday gift giveaway, and we have already given away some wonderful prizes. If you would like to win a prize this evening, you can call us at 917-889-7806. And we have a wonderful prize that's coming up next from the wonderful Milton Kraft of the Infinite Field magazine. Milton is offering a 1-hour VIP business coaching session. Now, this is a $1,200 value. In this session, the lucky winner will discuss how to identify your business brand, how to develop your market niche. You will define areas of approach in terms of the web, print, and social media. Okay? And so Milton Kraft is very talented. He is the one who did a beautiful design of my e-cookbook, the Tanya Parker Collection, Healthy Recipes to Healthy Living. And so this is an absolutely wonderful prize. So we'd love to have more callers to come and get these great giveaways that we have going on in the next 30 minutes. Okay, so before the break, I promised that I would talk food. And as a conscious caterer, food is very important to me. Well, even before I became a conscious caterer, food was very important to me. I like to eat, and I love to cook. Now, my friend Alexis DeBerry shared from Facebook with me that she loves holiday cookies. You can make a large batch and separate them in small bags. It's just enough for a snack. And she loves getting them. And just a few in a bag means that she won't blow her diet. Now, I'm with Alexis on that, and Alexis is a great cook. I have tried her cooking because she and I both volunteer at Tacoma Park Chapel on the hospitality committee, so we do provide food. And so I know I would be pleased to get a bag of cookies from Alexis, or anyone for that matter. And so cookies are something that's also a wonderful project that you can do with children. I know I did that with some nieces last night, making cookies, and then you can bag up the cookies and decorate them and bag them up and give them to folks. And they even have cute decorative bags now, or decorative saran wrap that you can use to give to folks. You can also reuse holiday tins that you have received food items in, and you can recycle them and put your cookies or food items in them to give away. Now, cookies aren't the only food that would make wonderful holiday gems, gifts that you can give away that are economical and meaningful. For example, my mother, I love my mother's homemade applesauce. Now, my mom, she usually goes over to my Aunt Juanita's house, and the apples have fallen off the tree, and she'll gather up the apples, and she'll just start making applesauce. And over the years, she's come to know that I prefer my applesauce without sugar, because the apples really provide their own wonderful sweetness. And I love every time that I receive one of those jars. And so if you happen to have skills of making a dish like that, you can put it in a mason jar, and you can take a pretty ribbon and just tie it around. And that makes a wonderful gift for someone. It's very thoughtful. It's definitely from the heart. Now, you can also take other foods as gifts. If you have a friend and you know that friend is known for a particular type of food, you certainly can appreciate a gift of that food. Or if you are good at a particular food and people know that you're known for, say, your curried chicken, you can make up a nice big batch of curried chicken, and you can divvy it up into different containers, and you can give those out as gifts to various friends. The same is true for a casserole. I love to make either a vegetarian pot pie or a chicken pot pie, and those make great gifts. You can buy the little loaf pans from the grocery store that you would make like a loaf of zucchini bread, but instead you can make a pot pie in that. or you can make several and several of those, and you wrap those up very nicely, and you can give those away as gifts. Food makes an absolutely wonderful gift for folks. So we'd love to hear from more of you for some holiday gems, gifts that are economical and meaningful, straight from the heart. We have this wonderful gift from Milton Craft to give away, a one-hour VIP business coaching session at a $1,200 value. This is absolutely fabulous. We also have a wonderful giveaway from his wife, Sanolf Craft, of the Infinite Feel Publishing Company, also of Infinite Feel Radio, who is our sponsor for Mind, Body, and Soul Food. A one-hour coaching session on Follow the Guru Within and Unleash the Power Within. This is also a $1,200 value. And the lucky winner of this gift will discuss how to follow your own sacred wisdom, how to move away from the distractions, the people, the thoughts that no longer serve you, how to be your own guru. Okay, so Sanolf.com is a wonderful site to find out more about her and this wonderful gift that she is donating, a one-hour coaching session on Follow the Guru Within and Unleash the Power Within. Also, other gifts that we have up, so we need some callers who would like these gifts. I just received a book by Rod Rotondi. Now, Rod is going to be one of our guests. Well, he's going to be the guest for the February show. And he is a world traveler and a culinary eclectic. And so he has this fabulous book. I have a copy of it myself that I've been thumbing through, and I need to sit down to actually read it. The pictures are beautiful. It's called Raw Food for Real People: Living Vegan Food Made Simple. A lot of people are really concerned about their health. They're more conscious about it. Some people have chosen to release meat and meat products as a part of their seeking a more conscious way to health. And so this book would be a wonderful, wonderful guide. Not only does it provide these fabulous recipes, but it talks about different ways of preparing the food, like through dehydration. But it also has these great stories by Rod, and you get his perspective as he's traveled around the world. So the book is absolutely delicious. The pictures are gorgeous of the different foods that you can make, and I really love making vegan food, so I'm looking forward to reading this book as well as making use of the wonderful information in it. And that's not all. We also have a wonderful gift donated by one of my favorite people and a dear friend, Reverend Anthony Farmer. Many of you will know him as an interfaith minister, spiritual teacher, and guide, and the guest from our August Mind, Body, and Soul Food Show. And Reverend Anthony is a very gifted healer, teacher, and intuitive. And so what he is offering is a 30-minute intuitive consultation. Now, this does not have to be face-to-face. This is something that could happen on the phone. So you don't necessarily have to be in the Washington, D.C. area where he is located to partake of it. In fact, the same is true for the coaching sessions and any of these other items that we are sending to you. So please give us a call if you would like to win one of these prizes. The number is 917-889-7806. All right. And then, just to let you know, we do have one final gift to give away. I am trying to think of the month. I do believe it was 2 months ago, which would have made it October. And the subject of our show was Reiki energy healing. We had the Reiki panel here. And as you know, I am a Reiki master, and that is one of the services that I provide from Mind, Body, and Spirit Works. And so I am donating, through my company, a one-hour Reiki healing session. And that is an $80 value. And if you have not experienced Reiki energy healing, you are in for a treat. It is so soothing. It is so gentle. It is absolutely relaxing. And I combine it with wonderful therapeutic, soothing, relaxing music, as well as essential oils to help enhance your experience. So that is a one-hour Reiki healing session with me, Tanya Parker of Mind, Body, and Spirit Works. So we'd love for you to call in for a chance to win one of our remaining prizes as part of our great holistic holiday gift giveaway, because there's nothing that speaks economical, a gift that's economical and meaningful, a holiday gem. There's nothing that speaks economical like free, and these gifts are absolutely free for you to use or for you to gift to someone else. And so that would certainly save you time and save you some money, as well as your thinking resources as you're trying to figure out just what do I get for this particular person who has everything. Well, if you have someone out there who has a business and would like to really enhance that business with a coaching session, then we have a gift for you. If you have someone who is doing some personal work, who would like to tune into their own sacred wisdom and to be their own guru, then we have a gift for you. If you have someone who would like some healing, we have a gift for you. And someone who would like to tap into the spirit world and to receive information out of the collective consciousness that can help guide you in your everyday life or on a particular issue, then we have something for you. And then, of course, if you would like to vamp up your raw food recipes, then we have this wonderful book for you. All right. And again, that number is 917-889-7806. Now, I'd like to share with you something else that my friend Alexis DeBerry shared. And this really brought up something for me when she shared this. She said that she loves getting real letters in the mail, not a card, but a letter. And I know that many of us go out and we purchase holiday cards for Christmas, Kwanzaa, Yule, Solstice, Hanukkah, whatever holidays may come during this time of year. But that extra personal touch comes from actually receiving a letter. And in this age of email and texting, I think we've gotten away from that wonderful personal contact that we can have. And if we aren't able to have a face-to-face contact with someone, or we have a lot to share and it may take more than a phone call, or if someone is overseas, especially I'm thinking military families or perhaps folks who have students who are studying abroad, then actually sending a real letter is something that can be so meaningful, and just updating folks on what's been going on in your world. Now, I receive letters each year from a couple of my cousins They share what has been going on with each member of their family throughout the year. And I always look forward to these letters because I can't always catch up with them when there are family events. And so it's really nice to get a full update of what's going on. And you can certainly type this out and send to multiple people, but you can personalize it for the individual as well so that he or she knows that you are thinking especially of them. So I thank Alexis and all my other contributors who shared some holiday gems this evening. Alexis DeBerry, Reverend Jim Webb, Claudia Thorne. And then, of course, to the callers this evening, Lisa, Pat, and Tanya, who shared holiday gems, gifts that are economical and meaningful, straight from the heart, that they share with others during the holidays. And for their efforts, they get some wonderful prizes. And we only have a few minutes left, and I'd love to get more callers who would like one of these wonderful remaining prizes that we have. In the meantime, let me tell you a little bit about our guests for the next few months. As I mentioned before, Lori Black of Botanica Naturals will be coming to speak with us. Well, I say coming to speak with us, but, you know, we sit in the comfort of our own home, in our pajamas if we want to, and we talk, and it's broadcast to you. And so I'll be here in Laurel, Maryland, and Lori will be on the East Coast in the L.A. area as we talk about Botanica Naturals, her products through that, and also talk about her journey as a self-taught herbalist and how she has come to specialize in healing the skin naturally. And also she shares with us how we can nourish our skin with products that we can find right at home. I mean, I know that's going to be absolutely fabulous. Also, and that will be on January 9th. Now, we meet second Sundays at 6 Eastern Standard Time. So our February 2nd Sunday is February 13th. And remember I mentioned Rod Rotondi, who is our chef, who wrote this wonderful cookbook. I'll say cookbook plus, because it's not just recipes. I mean, there are wonderful stories and pictures, and he talks about his journey. And that is Raw Food for Real People, Living Vegan Food Made Simple. And he will be with us to give us his unique perspective on translating world cuisine into delicious, simple, and affordable raw and vegan offerings. Now, in March, just in time for spring cleaning, we will have Cheryl Ead, and I am so hoping I am pronouncing her name correctly. I'll have to make sure. O-E-D is the spelling. So it could be Ode, it could be Ead. Well, Cheryl also is a massage therapist, but she's really going to come and talk to us about another hat that she wears. She is a feng shui consultant, and for those of you who are not familiar with feng shui, it is the Chinese art of placement, and it has been a sort of hobby of mine for several years, and I'm a true believer in shifting the energy of my home through cleaning, organizing, placing various objects, different shapes, different materials, different colors, and so she'll talk to you more about that, how to help create harmony in your life, and it can be some aspect in your life, or it could be just your life in general through feng shui. So I am really excited about the next 3 months of guests who are going to come to be a part of Mind, Body, and Soul Food, and I know absolutely that we're going to have a delicious time. Now, we only have about 10 minutes left for the show. I wanted to give any last-minute callers a chance to call in for any of these wonderful gifts that we have left. Again, the number is 917-889-7806. Nothing says economical like a free gift, and these gifts are not consolation prizes. These gifts are absolutely fabulous, and I would like to thank our wonderful donors for the gifts this evening: Milton Kraft, Sanolv Kraft, Rod Rotondi, Nicole Sunshine Jefferson, Lori Black, Reverend Anthony Farmer, and of course myself, the Natural Sister. So these are wonderful gifts. What I'll do is I will make myself available. You can call my number. My business number is 703-201-9743. If you happen to be one of our many folks who listens to an archived show, I will allow an archived listener to be eligible to win a prize, because I know some folks are busy on Sunday evenings, or you may not want to be heard on the air. But if you give me a call, 703-201-9743, and share with me personally about a holiday gem, gifts that are economical and meaningful, straight from the heart, then I would be glad to share with you one of these fabulous gifts donated by these really talented and gifted healers. All right. Well, tonight I have learned a lot, and, you know, as I've been keeping this running tally of gifts, I'm going to take note of what Lisa shared with us about offering her handy work skills during the holiday as a gift for folks. If you have, you know, replacing toilets, that's a thankless job. And often if you have a plumbing emergency and you call up a plumber, it can be very, very expensive. So having a friend or loved one who has that capability, who is willing to donate that, that is an amazing thing. So thank you, Lisa, for sharing that. And then we'd like to thank Pat, Ms. Coleman, for talking about babysitting. That's something that she offers to her neighbors as a gift. That is absolutely fabulous. Many people have things to do, and they would love an opportunity to go out and do them without little ones in tow. And so having someone in the neighborhood that you know, that you trust, who is willing to offer up free babysitting services, now that is a true gem. And then finally, we talked with another Tanya, and she shared with us how she shines her light by offering up holiday gems to homeless folks by volunteering to help them out. So I appreciate their calling and sharing with us, and also inspiring me to do better in giving to others, and I hope inspiring you as well. So if you would like to contact me, Tanya Parker, a.k.a. The Natural Sister, you can call me at 703-201-9743 as a follow-up for our holiday gems. If you listen to the archives, you can be eligible for our remaining prizes. You can also email me at tonya@mindbodyandspiritworks.com. That's T-O-N-Y-A at mindbodyandspiritworks.com. That's a mouthful. If you'd like more information about my healing, my teaching, my writing services, or if you're interested in becoming a sponsor for Mind, Body, and Soul Food, I would love to chat with you so we can get you some advertising and you can support me. Wonderful situation where we can support each other. Also, if you would like to order a copy of the Tanya Parker collection, you can go to www.theinfinitefieldmagazine.com/store, and you can get a wonderful electronic version of my cookbook. Also, if you want to check me out, my website is www.mindbodyandspiritworks.com. I keep it updated with information on upcoming events, my monthly massage specials, and once again, my email, tanya@mindbodyandspiritworks.com. This evening, we have truly sumptuously dined on a smorgasbord of treats. That word is smorgasbord. I'm having trouble speaking this evening, probably because I've dined. My mouth is full. So I truly encourage you to bring out your holiday gems, whatever they may be, to gift your loved ones this holiday season. And what I'd like to do is leave you with some mind, body, and soul food to go from Mother Teresa. And she said, every time you smile at someone, it is an action of love, a gift to that person, a beautiful thing. Let us always meet each other with a smile, for the smile is the beginning of love. Again, that's Mother Teresa. And I say to you, whatever gems you choose to give this holiday season, may you give them with a smile. Thank you for dropping in to partake of a nourishing meal at the mind, body, and soul food table. And I hope to hear from you next time.
One, two, here I go.
Well, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Yeah, I'm a hungry. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. I'm a hungry woman.